Solomon, and then we'll read chapter 6 and verse 10. Amen. That is Song of Songs 6, verse 10. The chapter is 6, only verse 10. We'll wait until it is found. It says, who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? Amen. And then let us go to Psalm 144. 144, the verse will be verse 12. If you have found it, you can say amen. It says that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. Amen. I think it's fine. We can just bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, we have just flipped through the pages of the Bible. We had a scripture that we planned to read. And Lord, we as people, we can plan. But the scripture says, as we plan, we must know that it is the Lord's purpose that shall prevail. And this evening, the believers have read, and we are praying, but we are depending on your inspiration this morning. May you come and speak to the hearts of men and women. May you bring conviction in the hearts of men and women. May you bring us closer to you, dear God, so that when we leave this place, we become better people than what we were before we came here. My desire is never to attend the same and remain the same. My desire is to attend the service and grow and come into the full stature of a perfect man. And Lord, we believe that this evening the Holy Spirit is in the building. May it touch every person that is in the building. May it minister to the hearts and the needs of your people this evening. If there are those that are sick and afflicted, you are still the great physician. The scripture says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What you did yesterday, you can do today. I know there are people in the building that are expecting you to come and bring a divine intervention in their life. May you bring such interventions, dear God, so that they can rejoice and say, indeed, we have been able through our faith to lift God out of history. And here we are, we worship a living God. And I know you don't want to be a historical God. That is why your designation is that you call yourself the Great I Am, meaning you are ever present with your people. That is why the Israelites said, unless your presence go with us, then we rather stay where we are. We are the people of the presence. We move by the presence. We follow the presence. And that is why in the end time the prophet came and preached the message, the presence of God unrecognized. May it not be the case this evening, dear God. May your presence be recognized by every person in the building. And Lord, we know there is no difference between your presence and yourself. You are here, dear Heavenly Father. We commit everything to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. While you take your seats. Amen. God bless you richly. I hope you had a great holiday. Amen. to those that had a holiday and to those that did not have a holiday, it's still fine. Amen. But we are happy to see all of you in church this evening. We know that the holidays that we have, they say it's Women's Day. Hallelujah. It is Women's Day. Amen. So the leaders of the society came out in numbers and had various messages that they had towards our women, encouraging them and so forth. Amen. I'm not against the Women's Day, but I don't think that we need a day to be reminded on how we should treat the women. Amen. I believe that the women must be treated right from January until December. Amen. Agree with me on that one. Amen. It's only a fallen society that needs to be reminded on how women are important. Amen. You know, Brother Branham says, when womanhood is broken, that nation is gone. Amen. He says womanhood is the backbone of the society. Amen. And I want to speak on the sacredness of womanhood. Amen. I'm just jumping on the bandwagon. I believe that as the world speaks, we must speak as well. Amen. So that we must bring an alternative to the voices that are out there. Amen. I think politicians are very hypocritical. Amen. Politicians are the worst of hypocrites. Amen. I know you are struggling to say amen. Politicians are the worst of hypocrites. Amen. Because many of them that even address women or attempt to address women issues do not even qualify to speak on those issues based on their conduct and based on how they live. Are we together? Amen. I'm just a person that believes that if a man cannot be loyal or respect his marital vows, he's got no business speaking about women empowerment. How many agree with me? If a man cannot be honest to one woman, how do we trust your message to many women in the society? Amen. Are we together? Politicians, they become sugar daddies by night and politicians by day. Most of our young people at universities are destroyed by politicians. They craft laws during the day, but they don't adhere to the same laws at night. Are you here, folks? Yes. And we've got to speak about, I'm just going to get into the natural before I migrate into the spiritual aspect of these things. In the metro, we speak about Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, Johannesburg, Pretoria, Durban. Yeah, those are the metros in the country. Between young girls between the age of 18 and 25, 5,000 of them are contracting HIV on a weekly basis. And the disease, and look, the church must not be quiet on these issues. How many believe that the church must not be quiet on these issues? The church must have a voice on these issues because they are real. We deal with real issues. Now, if 5,000 young people are contracting the disease between the age of 18 and 25, majority of them are contracting these diseases from people that are in their late 30s and late 40s and some in the mid 40s. Are we together? Because this is a sick society. Young girls, they say they've got mkulibai. Is it mkulibai? Yes. That means is a father that they claim looks younger. And such a man goes around dating young girls and destroying them. That is the reality of the time. We are in a sick society, folks. We are in a sick society. And maybe just to bring it to your doorstep, we as the message community, we often take things for granted. And as a result, the devil will ambush us. I was asked by some people that said, listen, is it wrong that before my daughter gets married, is it wrong for me to insist on an HIV test? Does the message say anything in relation to that? Should I insist on it as a parent? Is it wrong? And I, as a pastor, said, it is not wrong. It is absolutely not wrong at all. You are a parent, you have raised your child, and the man that comes later in life, because today you can't take anyone's weight. We've got crooks that come to church. Hallelujah. We've got crooks that come to a message church. I know there won't be say any amen. We've got crooks that carry the spoken word. We've got crooks that sing message songs. Hallelujah. We've got crooks that quote William Branham. So that means you as a parent, you must really be awake and agile and be one step ahead of the devil and do your part as a parent, and God will do his part as God. Are we together? But there are certain things you've got to take precautionary measures as a parent. I'm not on that, but I thought I should just lot it in there. Amen. Now, the sacredness of womanhood. Brother Branham, in this message, Hebrews 1:54, that is the paragraph that I'm reading. We're going to do some quiet reading tonight. He says, the woman has got a great place. A woman has got a great place. And the young ones, hear us out here. The devil is trying to spread the message that this message is oppressive to women. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Are we together? I do not know of any movement upon the face of the earth that respects women like the message of the hour. And I will tell you why. Where have you ever had any movement that's insisted that a man is not allowed even to kiss you before he marries you? Are we together? That shows, for me, that shows the respect. That means the message is there too, so that you don't kiss a lot of frogs before you find your princess. Are you here this evening, folks? Amen. The message is here. And if young girls can operate within the parameters of the message, by the time they get married, they would have escaped a lot of heartaches. Are we together? And many of them that got into trouble is not because of the message, it's because they lowered the bar. Amen. Are we together? You are not even allowed to hug her. I know young ones, they hug each other these days. Are we together? It is wrong. It is wrong. Amen. I'm beginning to irritate my younger sister. She's going to get married. Every once a while I send her a message. It is wrong to kiss a brother before you get married. And she said, it's true. After a while I send another message. It is wrong to kiss a brother before you get married. Because I want to drill that message. Are we together? Brother Bruno says, you are not allowed to kiss a boy until the pastor has pronounced you husband and wife. Isn't it a respect? And after you are married, the Bible insists that your husband is not supposed to have any other rib. You are the only rib that he must have. So polygamy is renouncing the message, and that is out of the respect for a female species. Are we together? Amen. So, and we've got to differentiate between those that genuinely believe the message and those that just sympathize with the message. Those that genuinely believe with the message, they don't run around with women. One woman is enough. The Bible says, he that committeth adultery lacketh an understanding. And I'm persuaded that brothers in the message have got an understanding. It was one rib, not two ribs. Are we together? The woman has got a great place. It's a sacred, nice, wonderful place. But she must keep herself that way to hold her office as she should. You've got an office. As a mother, as a woman, and of womanhood. When the womanhood is broken, the backbone of any nation is broken. That's the reason today our nation is ruined. It's because of immorals of our women. That's exactly right. It's rotten among us. What's breaking it? Are we together? The prophet says it's rotten among us. And I want to say, for every bad woman that you see, you must know that there is a good woman. You cannot have a bogus dollar unless there is a genuine dollar somewhere. Are we together? Do we agree that we've got a bad man, we've got a good man? Amen. We've got a good woman, we've got a bad woman. Are we together? Amen. I read this scripture deliberately that our sons, this is in Psalm 144, verse 12, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. And I say, as we groom and mold and shape a boy child, we should not neglect a girl child. Are we together? Any young brothers, hear me out. Brother Branham says, a real gentleman will conduct himself as a gentleman around sisters. And says, the way you treat her, you must remember she's going to be somebody's husband or wife. Are we together? So that a real brother is a real gentleman. Hallelujah. He keeps his distance from the woman. If he's got an intention about the woman, he comes to the pastor to discuss with the pastor, and later they discuss with the parents, and later they approach her parents, and they approach her. Are we together? Doesn't that resemble a process that shows that there is an element of respect? Are we together? Amen. Now, he says in this message, the invisible union of the bride of Jesus Christ. I'm going to come back on the issue of me declaring politicians to be worst of hypocrites. I'll come on to that one. Brother Bruno says, in the invisible union of the bride of Christ, paragraph 92, he says, notice, that's committed to her. What is it committed to her? First, sacred virtue. Hallelujah. Sacred virtue. Sacred womanhood. Then sacred motherhood. First is sacred virtue, that Brother Branham tells us that every woman has been entrusted with that. Are we together? And that is why the prophet of God goes further to say, you've got to be careful on how you as a woman conduct yourself especially around Maine. Are we together? And we need to tell our girl children the truth. We need to tell, as much as we must tell our boy children the truth, we must tell our girl children the truth. Are we together? When the Bible says sex before marriage is a sin, it was not just to deny your fun, it was to protect you. Are we together? That whatever you do, it must be inside the marriage, and it must be with somebody that respects you, respects your parents, respects your faith, and ultimately such a person will respect you. Are we together? How he approaches you determines how he is going to treat you. Did you hear me? Amen. Let me come back on what I spoke about. There is a, obviously, because we've got different cultures around the globe. I come from a Bedi culture. Some of you have got your own colored culture and Indian culture and Zimbabwean culture or whatever culture that may be there. The common thing about all the cultures that we have across, especially on our continent, and because of elements within those cultures, they've given a rise to feminist movements where women are beginning to protest, and in certain cases, rightly so, because of how they have been treated in various cultures. In some cultures, a woman is not regarded as a being, is not regarded as somebody that has emotions, feelings, ideas, aspiration, and hopes. In certain cultures, a woman is regarded as a doormat. That is the reality of the matter. Amen. And it's not only when you go to India, you find those elements. When you go to China, you find those elements. But we are not the products of culture. We are the products of the Word of God. Are we together? The Word of God says, husbands, love your own wives. And wives, respect your own husbands. And I'm saying, if men would dispense love, then women will dispense respect. And respect can never be found in a loveless environment. Are we together? Are you with me? Now, when I say our politicians are very hypocritical, if we as a society are very serious and determined about the issue of women empowerment, I'm persuaded to believe that the government, the first thing that they should do is to ban any advertisement on television that objectify women as sex objects. Hallelujah. If the Parliament of South Africa is serious about women empowerment, the first thing, they must pull down every billboard that projects women as a sex object to market products. Are we together? Why do I need a woman body to sell a tire? Are we together? Those things are there. If they are serious, that is the first thing that, if I was to be a president, this is the first thing that I will go for. And say, let our women be respected. Remove this half-naked advertisement on television. Because what's happening, our young boys, they are looking at these advertisements, and it gets embedded on their subconscious mind. And when they look at the female species, they observe them as an object for sexual enjoyment. I'm going to preach. I'm at liberty to preach here. Hallelujah. Are we together? And we've got to teach our young people, and we've got to teach our men. Are we together? Amen. And I know I'm working on a tight line, because every time you bring such subject, the men are looking, is he leaning towards women? I'm not leaning towards women. I'm leaning towards the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not here. It's not a conversing of votes in any way. Are we together? I'm simply saying, men, hear me out. How we treat our women. Even any nation, the first thing that we check is how the nation treats its women. And how it treats its women, it will determine whether other nations will respect that nation. Are we together? Amen. And if similarly, even in the message, and I said, the message is brought, the message has got the sales, the message has got the deity of Jesus Christ, the message has got the conduct, the message is brought. There is many things within the message. But I've met men that were quite just excited about when they heard the message saying, a man is the head of the house. That doesn't bring a salvation, folks. Hallelujah. You can't be excited and say, it is the true gospel because it says a man is the head of the house. There is a proviso. He is the head as long as he's under the head. A headless man can never become a head. Are we together? Amen. Are you going to allow me to preach, folks?
Amen.
Amen. And we're going to cover quite a lot of things as I move right along. Are we together? Amen. Now, Brother Branham, in the message, Marriage and Divorce, but later he's giving the sisters their rightful position. He says, there is nothing designed in all creation that can stoop as low as a woman can. Hallelujah. She can tear a man's heart to pieces easier than anything else there is in the world. Is his wife. Are we together? And brothers, you are going to have to listen to me here. Let that nice little wife get to run around with some other men. Look at that fellow sitting there with his children. The tears dropping out of his eyes. She is designed that way. She is designed to do that. Now, that is the truth. But he says, not with regards to our sisters. Are we together? Now, you brothers, when you take this message for granted, you are opening the floodgates of hell. And you are going to be a beneficiary of the mess that you have created. Are we together? Maybe I'm naive. You'll bear with me, folks. The first person that approaches a woman is a man. He is the one that tells the woman that I love you. And the woman says, me, I love you too. And says, will you marry me? And she says, yes, I will marry you. And later she bears children for this man. She changes her surname and takes this man's surname. Obedient. My question is, at what point does the woman become the David? Are we together? What you deposit is what you will withdraw. Hello, brothers, can you say amen to that? What you deposit is what you will withdraw. Hallelujah. And wise men know that if I plant love, I will reap respect. Are we together? How I treat her, it will determine how she treats me back. Are we together? Every woman has got a spirit of humility in them. And they've got an element of a sacrificial element. That's why they let go of their family. They let go of their surname. And they get married to you. And they bore children that looks like you. At what point in time does she become a problem? Something must go wrong first. And it changes the whole thing. But you cannot say it is her. First you must check, what have I done first? Amen. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Amen. But I said there are bad women and good women. Can we just start with the bad ones?
Amen.
All right. That was a, quite an amen there. Just call up this scripture for me. Proverbs 6, verse 24. Proverbs 6, verse 24. We're going to look at that. It says, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Hallelujah. Amen. To keep thee from the evil woman, the Bible acknowledges this, there is an evil woman. From the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Flattery, it's a compliment that is not genuine, that is meant to mislead you. So that means this type of woman is the type of woman, when you are a married man, is the very one that can text you, turn around today, some brothers they boost and say, they told me that I look like a hunk. If it does not come from your wife, it comes from the flattery of a tongue of a strange woman. That is an evil woman. And in French, we call them femme fatale. Dangerous. Do you know what it means? Oh, Congolese brothers caught that one. Let me pack it. I'll come back so that I can explain to the rest of the people what is a femme fatale. Verse 25. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. Brother Branham says she's got something in her eyes. She's got no sense of sobriety. Hallelujah. Are we together? Amen. Amen. Don't worry, sisters. We are going to come to good scriptures. Verse 26. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. She will reduce you to nothing. And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Hallelujah. Verse 27. Can any man take a fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? Here as young, you especially unmarried young people, you can't take the fire in your bosom without your clothes being burnt. And I'm saying to you, especially, Brother Lemon, you are here, you are listening to me, I'm glad you are saying amen. Marriage does not change a woman. Marriage does not change a man. Only new birth changes an individual. If he's a sinner before marriage, he will be a sinner after marriage. Unless God does something. Are we together? Come with another one. Continue. Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burnt? Hallelujah. Keep on going. So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Hallelujah. Men do not despise a thief if he is still to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. Hallelujah. Some people say as long as he's hungry, he can steal. Continue. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Continue. But whosoever committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. You can brag about that you are a cousin over, but not knowing that your soul is on the way to destruction. Are we together? A man of substance is a man that can pick up one woman and be committed to his own woman until death do them apart. Hallelujah. But a man that runs around with women has got no respect for womanhood. And how do you know that? How you treat somebody's daughter, is that how you want somebody to treat your daughter? Hallelujah. So how you, and especially brothers, how you treat your wife is you must be able to set the bar high so that it teaches your children that any man that will come and marry them must treat them in that way. Are we together? And the reason, if there's one thing that makes me long for us to go into the rapture, we want to get to a stage where we don't measure a woman's strength by her ability to endure an abuse. Are we together? A man, we cannot, we must never say she's strong because there is a man that is mistreating her. Are we together? I hope you're with me. Let's check the continue. Amen. I think let's just come to this one. Proverbs 5, verse 1. We are still on bad women. Don't worry. We will go to good ones. Is it fine that we warn our brothers about bad women, sisters? Okay. Hope you're not offended when we warn them about bad ones. We will show them the good ones. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb. Honeycomb is very sweet, brothers. This is the type of woman that will never remind you of the diapers. Are we together? She just ushers you with compliments with no sense of responsibility on your part. Everything that she says is sweet. Hallelujah. And when a man is caught up between a strange woman and a familiar woman, in this case, a familiar woman is the wife, is because a strange woman will tell you the good stuff. And when you get home, as soon as you walk in, they say, there is a school fees to be paid. And if you don't understand that becoming a man, you need to be responsible, you begin to lean towards where they don't remind you of responsibility. But let me tell you, if you leave the familiar woman, which is your wife, and go with a strange woman, not long the strange woman will remind you of responsibility. Because every relationship goes through the cycle. It starts with engagement, with courtship, honeymoon, hallelujah, and so forth. But ultimately, there must be responsibility. Yes. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, despise not the wife of thy youth. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. If it was written today, don't leave, brother. If it was written today, it might have been rewritten this manner. Her WhatsApp messages drop as a honeycomb. Her emails are smoother than oil. But she's a bad woman. She will lead you to hell. Go to 4. But her end is bitter as a wood, as a wormwood, and sharp as a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Amen. She will leave you in a body bag. Oh, yes. Yes. We've got brothers that are in diaspora. This is where I need to warn you, and I warn you time and again. When you have moved from Congo and you are here in South Africa, South African women are far like dangerous. Yes, I'm not referring to sisters. Hallelujah. You will go back home with nothing and in a body bag. When you are in a foreign land, you must never forget what you were before you left home. You were a believer before you left home. You must be like Daniel here and be with the weight of God until you go back home. Are we together? And your brothers, we must teach you, because if nobody can teach you, no one will warn you. Amen. Amen. I don't care if I've lost a favor with South African women, but I know I've not lost favor with the sisters. Amen. Because we know what happens. A brother leaves home, leaves the wife home, comes here, forgets even that he had children and the wife back home, because you are in a foreign land. Amen. And South Africa is becoming a graveyard of message believers from the rest of the continent. I said it. Amen. Are we already here for verse 4? I don't want to miss anything, brother. Go back to verse 4. Oh, yes. Let's go to 5. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on her. Go on. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Unpredictable. Verse 7. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, depart not from the words of my mouth. Verse 8. Remove thy way far from her, and come not near the door of her house. Go on. Lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Verse 10. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, not in your own household. And thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. And say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof? Have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Leave it at that. Are we together? Let's go to Proverbs 31. We are migrating from a bad woman to a good woman. You can start right from verse 10. You must remember, this was written by Solomon, a man that had married 1,000 women. And after he had married 1,000 women, he comes and he ponders and says, who can find a virtuous woman? It's not in the quantity that you're exposed to. You must first be exposed to God. God will help you to find a virtuous woman. Are we together? It's not a trial and error process. It must be the Holy Ghost leading you. For her price is above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good, not evil, all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. This is not a lazy woman. Are we together? She's an industrious woman. Are we together? She is like the merchant's sheep. She bringeth her food from afar. This is the type of woman, brothers, whatever, if you give a grocery, but you must give your grocery first. Then she will turn it into a nice meal. You need to give her a house, she will turn it into a home. Whatever you give it to her, she returns it back to you. And if you give her hell, she will return hell. And if you give her heaven, she will return heaven. Are we together? Continue. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, and her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. She is very generous. She reacheth forth her hands to the needy. Wait a minute, brother. This is the kind of woman that even the church cannot do without. Are we together? And go and read the interview that Brother Branham had with Sister Bruce before he preached the message, the masterpiece. He says to Sister Bruce, says, "You are a nervous woman. And the reason you are nervous is because whenever there is a prayer that must be given out, where people are requesting prayer, you hardly sleep. You'll have that person on your mind. You'll pray for that person. That's the type of person that you are." And she says, "Sister Brother Branham, I feel that like I'm not the child of God." Brother Branham says, "I've watched your life under a vision, and I know that you are a child of God." So this type of a woman, she's got a burden of her household upon her shoulders. Are we together? Every genuine woman that you find, the reason she's shining is because she has gone through a certain process that refined her character. Are we together? Every good woman that is grounded has got a testimony to tell and say, "I've been through this, it never broke me. I went through that, it never broke me. And here I am today." Amen. Are we together? Amen. I hope you are with me here. Go forth. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, and her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When a man has found such a woman, he is respected. Let me tell you, young people, especially you that are unmarried brothers, how men will perceive you will depend sometimes on the type of woman that you have married. If a professor marries a wrong woman, the professor loses respect. And a drunkard can be a drunkard, but if he's married to the right woman, even other drunkards will respect such a man. Is it true? Are we together? In a house where a woman is immoral, she runs around, even young boys in the street, they don't respect such a man. They don't care how many degrees he has. They don't care about his bank account, because what is happening, they know, because the woman maketh the house. But a drunkard that has got a woman that is grounded, such young men, when they go past, even when they were making noise, they say, "Quieten down, because we are going past the house of so-and-so and so." That woman is a woman that is respected. And a young woman, that is the kind of woman that this message must produce. Woman of substance. Amen. And when the message says, there's a way that we dress, it's not oppression. It's to make sure that you get respected. When a sister walks down the street in her sisterly coat, there is a way that worldly men, they don't have the tendency to act foolish around such one. But if she's wearing tight fits and so forth, they whistle. Are we together? Amen. And I know it's becoming very unpopular in our time, because they say it doesn't matter how he is dressed. But we are not encouraging that because the woman is dressed in a certain way, she needs to be abused. No. That's not what we are subscribing to. But however we say, there is a responsibility on a woman. How you project yourself will determine how you are treated. If you conduct and project yourself as a lady, you will be treated as a lady. And the same thing with gentlemen, how you project yourself as a man, it determines whether you will be respected or not respected. Amen. And let me say this, brothers, there is nothing that makes a man lose respect among women than the kind of woman that will send silly messages to women. Women talk. They don't keep secrets. When they are together, they will talk about you and show each other your messages. And when you go past, you'll hear them giggling. And you'll not be able to report to anybody because you have lowered your stature. Women are fascinated by a man that is mysterious. His business is not all over the show. They want to know, who is that man? But the one that just goes around, no. He is not worthy of their respect. And such men, they make it problematic the day they get married because the wife keeps on handling their old dirty business. We have a respect for a man that can approach one woman, propose her, and marry her. Not the one that has been going around proposing to every sister. Such a man is scandalous to the gospel that we preach. He's not a man of a sound doctrine. A man of a sound doctrine has got a distance between himself and the sisters. When he is being approached, there is a protocol channel to approach him. Amen. I hope the clap will be followed by not sending WhatsApp messages anymore. And SMSs and social media. Young girls, hear me out. Social media has cost so much from young people. Somebody was saying, why it looks like brothers are no longer getting married? I said, it's because sisters are no longer. And it's not like in our time, you couldn't even go and shake the sister's hand. You couldn't just send a message. For goodness, we lived during the time the cell phone just came that during that time. I don't know, Brambanya, during your time you didn't have even a cell phone. You had to go to her parents. And that made us send a message to respect the sisters. But today, you young girls, you just post your numbers on social media. I'm bored at night. Who can call me? Have you gone mad? That's madness. That's madness. Can I repeat that? That's mad. Absolutely. That's madness. You are turning yourself into a commodity. Amen. A real woman manages the access. Doesn't just talk to any brother. If a brother talks to her, she will demand answers. If a brother happens to call, there are sisters though, if you call them, you will really be taken to task. They will really ask you, where did you get my number? What are you calling me about? And immediately they will phone the pastor. After she drops, then the pastor phones you. I understand you phone sister so and so. But those that don't respect themselves, they will call and even say the airtime will run out and it will blow to power hour and call you for 1 hour. He's degrading you as a young woman. And later when you get married, your issues are all over the place. Your husband has got to meet certain issues that are hanging around and it creates problems in your marriage based on the conduct that you had before marriage. Are we together? We live in a modern world, but we are spiritual people. We are not modern people, we are spiritual people in a modern world. Amen. Her husband is known in the gate when he sitteth among the elders of the land. This man is respected by the elders. She maketh a fine linen and selleth it and delivereth, getteth unto the mentioned. Hallelujah. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom. This woman is measured in her approach. Listen, folks, if we can find the President Zuma, that he was fighting with a drunkard in a Shebin, we don't blame the drunkard. The first question is, what was Mr. Zuma doing in a tavern? Why did a man of his stature make himself so accessible to such a lowly person as a drunkard in a tavern? Are we together, folks? And sisters, let me tell you, certain conflicts that you get into, they reflect the level, your altitude levels. Amen. Are we together? A woman of substance, not every person can come into their inner cycle. It must be spiritually mature people. Are we together? Because you know the dogs, if you sleep with a dog that has fleas, you wake up with fleas. So this woman is not, you cannot find her among the gossipers. No, that is not her altitude. Because she openeth her mouth with wisdom. Amen. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praiseth her. Are we together? And some of you, I know, as we are going, we say, but what type of a man is this that got married to this woman? I don't know. What I know is that the character of this woman, no matter how the husband looks like, such a man must shape up. Are we together? Continue. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. One thing that the devil has tried to objectify women, that's why I say if politicians are very serious, they will even bend the beauty contest. Those things, they objectify women. Beauty, the devil has used vanity in our time to entice our young people. Brother Branham says, when he describes a pretty woman, he has never said a pretty woman is somebody that has got a long hair, has got this physique. He says a pretty woman is the one that takes a seat in church and yields herself to the word of God. Such a woman is a beautiful woman. Are we together? But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Are we done? Amen. That is the Proverbs 31 woman, a woman of substance. Are we together? And Brother Branham says, every time you break the morals of womanhood, you break the backbone of the nation. And the scripture, let's just read the scripture before we go. Proverbs 21, verse 19. Proverbs 21, verse 19. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. You hear, brother? It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Sisters, anger makes a woman unattractive, even to her own husband. A contentious woman makes her to be very unattractive, even to her own husband. But kindness makes a man to want to knock off and say, when do I get home? God bless you richly as we stand up.
Amen. Blessed Lord.
Yes, dear God.
Creator of heaven and earth. And possessor thereof, Lord. We realize tonight, Father, we are not an exception.
Yes.
For you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
We are not the first bunch of believers to be on this world professing religion and Christianity. You had wonderful women that believed on the word. Even as we read in the Bible, Father, it says even holy men who knew how to handle the word, they did in such a way that even their dressing was coded in the Bible. Father, even their manner of conduct, Father, brought souls to thy kingdom.
Yes.
We can sure have the same tonight, Lord. For if you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father, Lord God, if you did it yesterday, oh God, you can still do it today.
Thank you.
And you can still do it tomorrow, Lord.
Oh, yes.
But we are crying for today, Lord. For today is our day.
Oh, yes.
And it has been meant that we be the believers of today. If there be some that are failing to come up to it, Lord, I'm praying tonight, Father, according to the message that has been preached, Lord. If the message of the hour, oh God, brought by the prophet, Lord, to us, a commissioned prophet, a vindicated prophet, one that you stood with on the pulpit,
yes.
One that you corrected when he wanted to make mistakes. One that you never allowed even to smoke or drink.
Yes.
Or to defile himself in any way. For a work that was to be done. Which work we are the substance of the project of such a work.
Yes.
I'm praying, Lord God, tonight that it can be done. It still works for us tonight. And we can be believers of our day.
Oh, yes.
Having a reputation not of our own, but a revelation of God whom we have believed. Father, I'm praying tonight, oh God, may your spirit that is the same yesterday, today, and forever work in our hearts and change our heart. May you come, Lord, and change our mindset. May you come, Lord, and change and renew, oh Father, our minds, Lord. The renewal of our minds may it transform us to be sons and daughters of God that can profess, oh God, this Christianity in the very same way, Father, that some did it, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
We can speak of Sarah. We can speak of Mary Magdalene. Oh God, having been known in the streets, she had another time they knew her to be the first one that saw Christ after the resurrection, Lord. What a reputation, oh Father. May you have it for your church tonight. As I pray, Father, if the word has been preached, Father, it's got more power, Lord, to change your people, Father.
Yes.
If we have been thinking in a certain way, Lord, may you bring another thinking, oh God, the mind of Christ upon us. If we have not been respecting our women, Lord, help us to respect them, oh God. For it is not in our respecting that they have this respect, but you have created them with the respect that they ought to receive. Father, Lord God, may indeed this message be a transforming pillar to us. May, if when we fail, when we remember such preachings, Lord, Father, may we remember that you have been talking to us. I pray for our pastor, Lord. May you continue to guide him, Lord, and give him more such revelations, Almighty God, for the benefit of the youth and for the benefit of your children, for the benefit of the bride as a whole, for the benefit of them that will hear him preach. Lord, wherever you may want to send him, may he be a blessing in this very same way and in this manner, Lord. And God, even above that which we ask, Lord, according to your leadership, we pray, Father, tonight, we are blessed, oh God. We are a people that can say indeed, we are different, oh God, not of our own thinking, not of our own efforts, but you have made us different, Lord. You have transformed us according to your word. May you help us not to let down the path, lest the gospel come in. We are your sheep. We want to remain sheep. We want to be led. We want to be guided. May you fill us with your spirit, Lord, and ever more speak to us in this way as we commit everything in your precious hands. Even our going back to our homes, Lord, may our hearts meditate upon these things, Lord. And that thy word may have preeminence in our lives as we commit all things unto thee. In Jesus Christ's name, our Lord and our Savior and our Redeemer, I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Magabongwe, magabongwe, until we see you on Sunday. God bless you richly and have a great week of what remains of it.
Magabongwe, magabongwe.